heaven.
Organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yes, this is the Sons of Liberty, folks, and I'm giving you all a chance to get that aggression out right now. Play that air guitar and bang your head. Maybe use those invisible drumsticks and smash those cymbals, as King David said. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Clanging cymbals, loud, aggressive. Folks, there's enough stuff today and yesterday, and for the rest of our lives, for that matter, to be aggressive about. Right now, in the midst of society, we have huge opportunities. Huge! If you're God's kid, if you're a Christian, if you're a patriot, you have huge opportunities right now. Evil is let loose because good men, as Edmund Burke said, do nothing. I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of people have heard that quote. All that's necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. That was said by a statesman, an English statesman, Edmund Burke. But most people don't know when he said that. He was alive during the time of the Revolution. And we signed the Declaration of Independence. Good men did something. Look at the fruit of it. Over 200 years, we've been experiencing the path, the way made plain, the protected way, not without its flaws, no doubt about it. Those flaws come when men get involved and they go outside of what God has ordained. The pathways to liberty for all mankind. Happiness, freedom. Prosperity in America. Folks, you can find us at sonsoflibertyradio.com if this is the first time listening. On that website, you can also find our Twitter handle, which is SOL Media, the number one. SOL, staying for Sons of Liberty Media, number one. Also, too, we have a Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Many of you also who are following Bradley Dean, he's a columnist for WorldNet Daily. He's the main host for the Sons of Liberty. His Facebook page, we just developed a fan page for you so you can start keeping in the loop with that. We feed it every single day. Bradley is very into that, keeping everybody updated. That is the best way for you to stay in touch with him, his thoughts, his heart. And ultimately, you can find that at Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can find us a fan page. Now, we have a lot to cover today in a short amount of time. But we are going to open the phone lines. So if you got a pen and a paper, write it down. 1-877-807-9977. That's 877-807-9977. Just got this email yesterday. Thank you and your team for bringing the dark to light. The issues we have in our country are being addressed because of you. Because of you, God has blessed us, and it is time this country blesses God. Amen. Amen, brother. Preach it. Speak it. Tell it to your neighbors. Tell it in your workplace. Tell it everywhere you possibly can. Because liberty, just like fire, goes out unless you feed it with wood. You got to get the fuel. You've got to keep the fuel going. Just this morning, Bradley Dean's column, his midweek column, broke on a variety of outlets. As a matter of fact, got an email from a gentleman who was reading it on News with Views. Said, Jake and Bradley, great job in the article. Please keep it up. Carl. Well, first of all, I had nothing to do with that article, but I do appreciate you including it in there. But Bradley Dean writes an article twice a week, And usually it breaks on Wednesday mornings and then also on Thursday evenings and Friday mornings and on through the weekend. This particular one dealt with the issue and the topic of the homosexual manifesto. Now, yesterday we were talking about the gentleman on ESPN who stood up and said, hey, listen, being homosexual is an open rebellion to God. How can you call yourself a Christian when you're in open rebellion against him? Whether you're an adulterer, a fornicator. You know, why isn't there groups out there that say, I can't believe how bad he talks about fornication. Can you believe that? Bigot? Who is he to say that two people that love each other can't have sex outside of marriage? You don't. There's nothing like that. Nothing at all. Yet there's gigantic industries that have made their living off of that. No, folks, the closer you get to the truth, just like the closer you get to the drop zone, the more the bullets are going to fly up at your plane. And that says two things. Number one, it can put fear in your heart and say, whoa, got to get away from here. Yeah, and that's a natural inclination. It is a natural inclination. When you're born of the Spirit of Christ, your heart is filled with love. You see those bullets and you say, oh my gosh, I don't like these any more than the guy who was the pilot that just took off and said, ah, this isn't for me. Military's not my gig, man. And then you think in your heart, if I don't drop those bombs over this drop zone, I'm giving an analogy here for all the wackos that like, no, he's talking about dropping bombs, man. He's going to drop bombs on all the gay people. Or he's going to drop bombs on sinners. Listen to what he's saying. No, I'm giving an analogy. When you're confronting the enemy of your soul, he's going to assail you at every turn the closer that you get. And it gets heated. It's not fun. There's no like, hey, I'm superhero man. I'm so filled with faith, this doesn't even faze me. It's like the courageous man. You know, people say, well, he's so courageous. I don't know how he does it all the time. I'll tell you how he does it. He feels the same way you do, but he takes another step. And then he feels the same way you do again, and then he takes another step. And then he feels the same way you do again, and then he takes another step. Look at King David in the book of Psalms. By my God, I shall go through a troop. By my God, I shall leap over a wall. That's one verse. Was that verse true? Yes. Have you read the other verses where he despaired, where his couch was full of tears? But David, being filled with the Spirit of God and love towards his God, which, folks, you can't put that in you either. You can't even take credit. Well, I love God so much, man. I do so much for him just because I love him. The rest of you hate him. And you're stupid because you're not doing enough. No, that person doesn't exist either. God put his love in your heart. Now you need to respond to it. And how can't you when it's in there? But on this whole topic of the homosexual issue, you're going to get assailed, folks, just like the ESPN analyst did. I'm not highlighting ESPN. Never watch it. Don't watch it. Don't care about it. Don't care about sports. But I'll tell you what, anytime anybody speaks up, they get assailed. Stand. The assailing that's being done is done by a small minority. That minority is not gaining any traction or gaining any ground. The only ground it's gaining is within their own little heads and the heads of those that choose to believe it. But that is not traction. That is not gaining anything because it's not truth. And truth can never be turned into a lie. It just can't. Period. God established truth. Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Christ turned around and said to his disciples, those that were following him after he did miracles, he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And, of course, there's a few of those rockheads that said, what do you mean free? We always have been free. We're the sons of Abraham. Well, Christ is talking about that spiritual freedom that you can walk at liberty while you're being assailed. Though a host should encamp against me, David said. Though a host should encamp against me, and this I'll be confident. How do you say that? Talking about one person. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And I want to give you some encouragement this show. Because there's a lot to be given, folks. There's a lot of momentum. There's a lot of firepower that we got to tap into. In Jesus' name. Every single one of us listening right now. We're going to step into it next. Homosexual manifesto, satire, or reality. We're going to expose some things, bring some light, and bring some hope. And boy, we got some fireballers out there right now taking this message. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And as promised, Bradley Dean's column just released this morning called Homosexual Manifesto, Satire or Reality? Is this really a reality? Recently, the Family Research Council released footage of Floyd Corkins. He was the deranged homosexual activist who walked in the lobby of the Family Research Center back in August of 2012, had a semi-automatic pistol, a backpack filled with 100 rounds of ammunition, and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. He came in, commenced to shoot the security guard at Family Research Council, Leo Johnson, who then successfully subdued him by the grace of God before he was taken into custody. Now, during an FBI interrogation, which I'm going to play you part of that in a second, filled this man's brains to do something like this. As a matter of fact, why don't we play it right now? We played it the other day, but I want to play it again. But I don't want it to leave your minds. You need to understand the fullness of this. Is this really a satire or reality? Is it just fun? Oh, look at the funny gay man on that show. Isn't he so funny? Aren't homos so funny? Isn't this such a funny topic? Oh, look. Oh, and they love each other now. Oh, look. They want to get married. Isn't that funny? You tell me what's funny about this and where he gets his information. Go ahead.
Now, how did you, this building, this organization, how did you find it? Did you, like, look it up online, or how did you know about it?
They Southern Poverty Law lists anti-gay groups. I found them online.
Okay.
A little bit of research, went to the website, and stuff like that.
Okay,
so he sees on Southern Poverty Law, because these are the guys backing guys like Corkin. They don't back down. As a matter of fact, I got an article right here. And this was done a while back. This article was actually done before we found out the Corkins looked on their website to see which groups he was supposed to go shoot people at and smear, as he told the FBI interrogator. He said he wanted to kill as many people as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the victims' faces. Now that is love! Isn't that so funny? The lunatic homosexual man wants to shoot a bunch of Christians and smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their face. Isn't that funny? Isn't that loving and tolerant and deserving of everything society can give? Because after all, like our president said, we're not supposed to judge men by the... We're supposed to judge them by the content of their character, not their sexual orientation. Folks, it's wrong. It's always going to be wrong. It's always going to be immoral. It's always going to be sexually deviant. You know why? Because it is. It's a natural law. And you know how you can even know that? Not only by the fruit of it, by the fruit of what we're talking about right here, by the fruit of what you see going on in Canada and other countries that have embraced this. This isn't just extremism. This is totalitarianism. This is the enemy of your soul, but because God said it, period. You know, there's a guy who said, you know, man, dude, how do you know that, like, you know, getting drunk and smoking weed isn't bad, man? You've never really tried it. And this particular person was then countered and said, yo, dude, how do you know it's not bad to put your head under the tire of a semi and let it roll over the top of you? But dude, man, I would never do that. That's like retarded, man. I mean, come on, dude. It'd like smash my head. Well, how do you know? You've never tried it. Are you sure that's what would happen? Oh, come on, man. Look at the fruit of it, okay? It's plain as day. Kill as many possible victims and smear the chicken filet sandwiches in their faces. How did Mr. Floyd find out about this? Right on the SPLC website. Oh, yes, the SPLC website. How does that tie into this administration and every leftist, radical, criminal politician out there that stands with them and for them? Morris Dees, at one time defending the KKK? You tell me what's funny about this. You tell me what we should be so loving and tolerant about. You tell me who's the victim of what and crime. Southern Poverty Law Center, after this happened, a man was shot. It was intended on being murdered. One man, but he subdued this criminal. This is what they said. This is what the SPLC said. Now, we don't like being in the position of criticizing the FRC. Well, its courageous building manager is recovering from his wounds. But it's important that we set the record straight and focus on what's truly at stake. Contrary to what the FRC has repeatedly claimed, we do not list the FRC as a hate group because of its opposition to gay marriage or because of its religious beliefs. Seems to me, this was written before Floyd came out, before this FBI thing that you just heard came out. Seems to me Floyd went exactly there, and why did he go there? Because it said what? Well, I went to the SPLC to find anti-gay groups. But that's not why they're on there. I mean, last time I saw Tony Perkins, I was like, ah, kids, get in your bedroom. Don't watch this. Tony Perkins is on. Listen to what he's saying. He's a scary man. I know you all have common sense out there. I know you all have brains in your heads. But I'll tell you what, if you all with common sense and brains in your head don't deal with criminals and criminal organizations and criminals in office, guess what? Don't matter if you have brains. The psychotic people win out. Because, as we said at the beginning of the show, all that is necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. The FRC portrays gay people as sick, evil, perverted. Okay. Sodomy is sick. Sorry to break it to you, bud. Sodomy is evil. Sorry to break it to you, bud. I'm not sorry to break it to you. It is! Sodomy is perverted. Incestuous. I want you all to watch this right now. I'm not going to cover all of the text of it, but go to the Homosexual Manifesto. It's on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I want you to go there and watch that video. This is what was written by them. Never condemned by them. I'm talking about radical homosexual activists, never condemned by them, still being pumped. We got over 16,000 views on this because people are like, what? Are you kidding? For real? That's what it's about? It's not about the funny gay guy on the television sitcom that I thought I knew? I just got this feedback from one of our columns that we post on. I just got the story up, he said. And this is speaking of the homosexual manifesto, satire reality. Rarely do I see something in a post I don't already know about, but you guys always have something to show me that is a new revelation. Watch that homosexual manifesto on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. David, been listening in for some time. I've put you on hold here for a second, but I want to bring you on the air with your feedback. First of all, I want to ask the question, David. Are you a racist?
Of course not.
Are you homophobic? Are you scared of gay people?
Nope. Everyone's entitled to they're born with.
Can you speak to me plainly?
Illusion.
Exactly. Can you speak to me plainly on this topic that we're covering right now? Should crime be punished? Should it be tolerated?
Should crime be tolerated? Depends on the crime.
It depends
really. It depends on who's controlling the rules, really.
Okay, well, I'm talking about crime. I'm talking about crime as it compares to God's law. Everybody should be prosecuted that commits crimes against God's law, period. That's what protects our liberties. So I hope you're on the right page with me here.
Who are we as men to decide what God wants and doesn't want?
Because God gives us his word, and he tells us plainly what we are to do and what we are not to do, what we are to allow and what we are not to allow. Now, the way that you worship that God is up to you, so long as it stays in the confines and the morality of the laws of nature and nature's God. You're correct. You made a statement about empowering groups like SPLC and things like that. I use them as an example because we have to shine the light, David. We've got to show people what is on the other side of this mentality. It's not to point it out and say, oh, look at this bad stuff. It's to deal with it. Because at the end, they will deal with you. Prosecutors said that Corkin planned to leave FRC after the attack and go on to another conservative group to continue the reign of terror. Where did he find out about it? SPLC's website. What does SPLC do right after a man is shot, almost murdered, and save the murder of thousands? Or, excuse me, not thousands, excuse me. I did not mean to say that. Save the murder of multiple other people? They go on right away to justify why FRC is a hate group for these ludicrous reasons that I just brought up, which are clearly ludicrous. And then on top of that, we find out that Floyd afterwards found the information from the website. Gosh, I know I'm beating a dead horse right now. I know many of you know this stuff, but you know what? It's shocking. A lot of people don't. So we stand and put our feet on, and I'll give you an example. Sarah Palin News, again, retweeted this article. You know why? Because people are seeing the mask off. Look to Canada. That's all we've got to do. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and watch the Homosexual Manifesto. There's some content on there you need to be careful of because that's how sick it is. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. Three lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We're back again for the last half of the Sons of Liberty. Again, you can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And on there, you can link to our Twitter feed, SOL Media, the number one, SOL Media, the number one. Or you can go to the Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We also have a YouTube channel. Has a few hundred thousand views on it of different videos that we put up on a weekly basis. Bradley does a column. We just dissected a little bit of his last column called Homosexual Manifesto, Satire or Reality. Again, I encourage you, watch that video. It's on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We had a caller here last segment that was talking about he's not really sure if all criminals should be punished depending on who's telling them what to do, et cetera, et cetera. The point is, folks, we have to take responsibility for our own choices. Ludicrous to think that somebody else should take responsibility for a choice that we made, if that choice has indeed affected other people. And how does it do that when it manifests itself, naturally speaking? Now, Kermit Gosnell, we've been following that trial. Of course, we had Troy Newman from Operation Rescue on the radio with us last week. He's personally attending this trial. He's watching this thing through day by day. This is what he has poured his whole life into. And folks, you know, none of you are different than a Troy Newman or anybody else. There's nothing that makes us any different. Matter of fact, when you look at King David in the Bible, when they had a feast, they called the prophet Samuel into the house. And Jesse had a whole bunch of sons. And he invited all of his sons to attend this feast for the prophet Samuel. This was a big deal. It was like the president's coming in some regards. Of course, Samuel wouldn't have considered himself a president, but he was literally a prophet of God that heard the voice of God and judged the nation of Israel. He was the leader. So they get together, and you know who they don't bring in? They don't bring in David. They didn't even invite him. Man, he was like out of luck. It's like, yo, David, go pick some berries or something. That's what you got for dinner. We're having a dinner with a prince and a king. You know, our prophet is coming. He doesn't get invited. So don't think that you're too small and insignificant that you can't take a stand. I remember teaching a Constitution class a year ago. We teach it on a regular basis now, at least once a year. And it's a 12-week course, and there was an older lady there. She had to have been in her 70s, and she was learning the Constitution. And she would write me letters after everyone. Oh, I'm so glad that I learned this information. I never learned this growing up. She was so thankful for it. And she didn't have a car. She couldn't even work her VCR. I mean, God bless this woman, but she had no clue when it came to technology. But she showed up to the class, and what she would do is she would write letters to the editor. And her letters to the editor would actually get read, and people would comment on them. Guess what she's doing? She's using a means. She's using the means that she had to affect society. Whatever you have to do, whether it be large or small, saying a word, speaking the truth in a situation. And we've talked about a number of different circumstances. Bradley was asked to say a prayer to the state legislature. That was an opportunity to speak truth there, and he took it. He didn't back down from it and say, well, you know, I don't jive with those guys. I'm not sure if they'll want to hear my message or not. He took the opportunity. We showed up to protest the governor with signs. He opened up the microphone. We took an opportunity to go up there and address it. These are opportunities God gives you when you're faithful to little things. Rick Comfort is a street preacher, Living Waters Ministry. He's teamed up with Kirk Cameron. They've done stuff all over the world and still continue to do it. They're on TV constantly. He's writing constantly, releasing books and publishing. It all started from him being saved as a surfer dude. Long hair, hang loose, brah. And he had this amazing conversion, and he thought, gosh, I gotta go reach people. So he started delivering sandwiches to homeless people in parks and speaking his testimony to them. And then he realized, you know what, I'm going to stand on these steps here in Christ Church. This was in New Zealand. And I'm going to preach the gospel here. He started street preaching. Now, because he's been faithful with that through his whole life, we actually did street preach with him out at Huntington Beach, right on the pier in California. And he's bad out there. He's got that anointing on, but this is years of trying and progression. You know, people get this illusion that, well, you know, I could never be used like you guys. Well, you guys are like preachers. You travel over the country and, man, you know, I'm just a construction worker. Hey, welcome to the club. Jesus was a construction worker. Guess what he was? A carpenter.
Isn't that Joseph's son, the carpenter from Nazareth? How in the world is he going to preach the... What?
Exactly. So there's no circumstance that you can be put in that you can't overcome and you can't bring forth God's truth in his light. And I tell you that for a reason, because all you can listen to the radio show every single day of the week, and I love it. I love you getting fed. I love the information, but we've got to duplicate ourselves. Sheep have to beget sheep. Kermit Gosnell, we said about yesterday, I'm back to him now because we started that with this. Kermit Gosnell's defense, after all the horrors that were going on, said that Kermit, you know, the black man, I point that out for a reason, who is killing, because it's in a rough part of town. He is killing poor people's babies. Oh, yeah, you thought I was going to say he's killing black people's babies. No, I said he's killing poor people's babies. He's in a poor part of town. He is purposely targeting poor women. Talk about a war on women. He is killing white women's babies. He's killing black women's babies. And he's killing women. But his lawyer steps up and says, he's a victim of incredible rush to judgment brought on to us by an elitist and racist prosecution. I'm bringing this up for a reason, this racism thing. You keep in the loop with what's going on with Kermit. This guy deserves what he gets. And he needs to be set as an example. And the probes are going further than this. Troy Newman said, we've got lists now. It's been covered on CNN. They can't close their eyes to this horrific of a crime. They never should have in the first place. What I'm saying is if enough people are incessant on this and pushing it forward, we're going to see resolve. We're going to see change. Now, I bring that to this topic because of the race card. This is what's being protected by this DOJ. The president, is he making a comment on this? No, we all know about the comment he made yesterday about the homosexual basketball player. We all know about that. Instantaneously, it fits with it. We all know about how he's trying to cover up Benghazi, how he's refusing people to come out and speak, that want to come out and speak and share answers so we can bring some peace to the situation and bring some justice. He's covering it up for one reason, folks. He's covering himself. as he's done with Fast and Furious. Oh, he couldn't be doing it. Yes! And he continues to do it. We had Trey Gowdy on a show, I believe it was last week. And we said, what is the deal? Why is there no... Why have we stopped at the fact that he's in contempt and Eric Holder is not in jail right now? But he's got time to go out and do galas. He's got time to go out and speak to a bunch of illegals and organizations that support illegals and tell illegals it's their civil right to have citizenship in the United States even though they're illegals. He's got time for that, doesn't he? So Trey Gowdy gets on the stand after a success. See, what happens is the DOJ tries to come at, and I'm going to speak about voter ID for a minute. Voter ID is racist! Kramer McGosnell's attorney, oh, it's racist! The DOJ, oh, it's racist! No, it's purely a political agenda and policy. It's crime. It's criminal. And the ones telling you that you're committing a crime are the criminals. That's the narrative. So Trey Gowdy, again, pressing. I was on the show. He was a really very laid-back guy, very kind. He was giving information. And that's fine with me, because normally politicians are the opposite. They get on the radio, they're like, man, we're going to take them down, man. These guys are liars and crooks. Can you believe it, man? Oh, this is awful. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to clean house. And then you see him on the, on C-SPAN or wherever it's covering it, and they're kissing Hillary Clinton's butt. Oh, we're so glad for your service, and I'm not questioning your integrity, and you know, I just, you know, I'm so thankful for all the work that you've done, but, you know, it seems like some of the things you said, you know, they might be, you know, kind of bending the truth. I don't know if they're necessarily true, so I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to cover your tracks, and while you're at it, will you remember me too? But on the radio, oh, Hillary Clinton, she's a liar, a thief, a crook. I can't believe her and her husband. Oh, this administration, it's awful. Obama's the devil. I can't believe it. Ah! Well, Trey Gowdy does the opposite. So let's start listening to this. We'll pick it up on the next one. But here he is defending the state of South Carolina, who won a case against this DOJ because the DOJ said that their voter ID law was racist. Listen how you answer wickedness and corruption. I'm giving you a civil servant here. That is their jurisdiction, that magistrate. It's not our job to go arrest the president. It's our job to make sure that our representatives do it. And if you want to go arrest the president, or you want to go arrest somebody that's in government, or you want to impeach them, then run for office, win, and do it. Put that pressure on there. Keep your foot on them. So let's go ahead with Trey. We're going to start this. We'll finish it on the next segment.
No offense intended to any of the four of you, but you are not the witnesses I wanted to settle these facts with. I wanted to ask the Department of Justice, but they're not here, so this is going to be a challenge. So I'll see if I can work my way through it. South Carolina passed a voter ID law in 2011, May of 2011. And in 2011, one-third of South Carolina's congressional delegation was African-American. I may be mistaken. I suspect that South Carolina's percentage of African-American members of Congress may have been the highest in the country in 2011. And as we now know, one of two African-American United States senators is from South Carolina in the person of my friend Tim Scott. In addition, South Carolina's governor is of Indian descent. Further to same, South Carolina's voter ID law was similar, if not less restrictive, than those DOJ had pre-cleared in New Hampshire, Virginia, and Georgia. And moreover, South Carolina's plan was similar, if not less restrictive, to plans approved outside of DOJ preclearance in states like Tennessee, Kansas, Indiana, which incidentally was affirmed by the United States Supreme Court, Idaho, South Dakota, and Michigan. And just to be clear, South Carolina's voter ID law allowed for the casting of provisional ballots where the voter did not have one of the forms of accepted identification. Now, that's withstanding the fact that South Carolina's new voter ID law made it easier to obtain one of those forms of identification, allowed for the...
Okay, I'm laying that premise. I want you to understand, this is what we're dealing with. This is the narrative, and Trey is laying it out very perfectly. He's got a backup rookie on the stand right now from the DOJ, trying to justify Eric Holder. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to lay a precedent, or I want to lay an idea or a concept here, okay? And it's for real. This is constitutional. A lot of people say, well, we're going to secede from the Union. And I would submit to you that it does not have to go to that. It just doesn't. That's like losing. It's like when I hear people say, oh, I'm a Christian. I just couldn't keep teaching in a public school. It was so satanic. Why are you asking permission? You stand a Christian. They fire you. Then you bring a lawsuit. You don't just tuck your tail and leave. We don't have to do that in this country either. You don't have to secede from the Union. Whose union is it? It's ours. There's something called the 10th Amendment. This is a very practical means. It's called nullification. Okay? If a state or a sheriff gets a federal agency that's breathing down their neck something unconstitutional, then you tell them to back off. It doesn't apply in my county. It doesn't apply in my state. Look what Sheriff Mack did. He took him to the Supreme Court and won because of the 10th Amendment. No, you ain't doing that here. And if they persist, a state official can arrest them, a federal agent. Yes! Because the states created the federal government. How do you think the federal government came in to play? That's what federalism is. It's supposed to be a loose confederation, too. What unites us is our borders and attacks against us domestically and internally. There's a 10th Amendment. There's also an impeachment clause. Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution says the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. High crimes, written in the Federalist Papers by Alexander Hamilton, were defined as real criminality breaking a law. There was a judge impeached for being drunk. Abuses of power. Now they say, oh, it's his personal life, man. You know, don't you know he's an alcoholic? I mean, come on, you can't judge him because of that. Or a violation of the public trust. Now, as Mr. Gowdy sits on the stand, nobody from the DOJ wanted to show up because they know Gowdy's going to go straight for the throat and he's going to require and demand. And by the way, he kept his word on this Benghazi thing. He's keeping it alive. I don't know why it's taken this long, folks. That's the one thing that I would say to him, and I said to him on the radio show, why so long? Why are we still sitting here with no resolve? But I can tell you he's not letting it go, and I want you to listen to what he said. Let a little courage come into your heart. Folks, we need people like this as representatives. If there was 100 Trey Gowdys in Senate, if there was 100 of them in the House, if there was 50 of them, if there was 20 of them, we'd be getting stuff done on a major process because the rest of the cowards would sit by shaking their legs. But you have to be uncompromised so nobody can compromise you. So now he goes after this little, what would you call him, the rookie, the peon, if you will, of the DOJ.
Oh, send the new guy over there. Let him get interrogated by Trey Gowdy.
And listen to what happens. This is beautiful. Go ahead.
These career prosecutors whose opinion you value so highly.
What I would want to know.
I want to know whether or not you, I want you to answer my question before you answer the one you want to answer. Okay? Answer my question. And it is this. Would you be interested in knowing whether or not leadership in the Department of Justice ignored the advice of career DOJ attorneys?
Of course, but ignoring and disagreeing are not the same thing. I don't know what happened in that case.
Exactly, and we don't either. You know why? Because they won't tell us. They have ignored Senator Graham's letter. So I'm asking you, will you join Senator Graham and me in asking the Department of Justice whether or not they ignored advice from career attorneys
this is
from
a member
clear
of the
South Carolina's plan? Will
DOJ.
You join us today?
No, I think the deliberative process within the department is incredibly important. You can't get candid.
Is that a yes?
No,
will you join us today?
No, Congressman. If you he can't get no. candid views from career staff, if they know.
Are you interested in whether or not those candid views were ignored?
I you know, as a citizen, I would be interested whether they were ignored. But
oh, as a citizen,
how about as a law professor?
Come on!
Would you be interested in whether or not sound legal advice was ignored for political expediency? Would you be interested in that?
Sure, but I think the proof in the pudding in this case is precisely in the opinion of the district court, which I refer to.
Oh, I've read the opinion. And by the way, who won?
That's right.
And by the way, it
who
was
won?
A decision, by the way.
South Carolina won.
By the way.
And here's the difference. I'm going to reclaim my time. Here's the difference. There was a 1.6% difference in African Americans who had accepted photo IDs, acceptable photo IDs, and white South Carolinians. 1.6% difference. 20 years ago, when I was working on voting rights cases, that was considered de minimis. Now it costs South Carolina $3.5 million to defend that 1.6% difference. But it also means this, that my fellow South Carolinians who are African American are 1.6% less likely, less able to enter a federal courthouse. Because an ID is required there also. And they are 1.6% less likely to be able to board an aircraft. Because it also requires a photo ID. They're 1.6% less likely to enter the front door of this building because it also requires a voter ID. So my time is up. I would simply say this to the men and women who have dedicated their careers at the Department of Justice, to the apolitical, nonpartisan enforcement of the law. I'm sorry that we're having to have this hearing. And I'm also sorry to the state of South Carolina that it had to spend $3.5 million to have a district court, ultimately a three-judge panel, ultimately agree with us. And I'm sorry for the Department of Justice that they put politics ahead of the law.
That's exactly. I don't think you could have said it any better. Now, he has stood in his capacity, and I'm getting at this to bring a point. Trey Gowdy stood in his capacity as a congressman. Now, Trey Gowdy doesn't have the badge of a law enforcement agency. He is a congressman. He has done his part. It's like a relay race. You have the guy who starts, you have the next guy in the middle, and the next guy, I don't know, maybe there's four of them, and then there's the anchor, the guy who's supposed to bring it home. Each person passes the baton, pass the baton, pass the baton. This man has stood in his area and said, I'm taking this baton. I am not letting it go, and I'm going to run with it. And I'm going to pass it off. And folks, as Americans, we have to grab the baton and run with it in every one of our respective positions. This administration is criminal, period. You heard him, $3.5 million. It was the most frivolous lawsuit I've ever seen. The federal government should be countersued, but the problem is the federal government is the American people. So if you sue them, you're suing yourself for what you've tolerated and allowed. In our respective positions, in society, we are accountable before God when all of our elected officials, they swear an oath. Why do they swear an oath?
Well, I don't know. It's just part of what they do.
No, they swear an oath because it's a covenant. It's contract. It's in the Bible. Testament is a covenant. The old covenant, the new covenant. God covenanted with Christ. He covenanted with himself to pay for our redemption. We can't even covenant with God without him. Our leaders do the same thing. If a covenant is broke, there is a penalty for that breaking of the covenant. The penalty must be felt. If the penalty is not felt, then the criminals continue to move on in what they decide they want to move on in. And I do not believe that for a minute. This government should be unaccountable for what it's doing. I've given you examples of it through. I've given you the fact that they've embraced immorality. In the fact they've literally attacked you. They literally send weapons to your enemies. They pay no time to your traditional conservative Judeo-Christian values in this country. They don't. They're antithetical to them. They attack them. They're aggressors towards it. And at that point, we got to pick up the baton right where it's been brought. There's been good people to make sure that Trey gets into office. They took the baton, they passed it to their elected official. Now that elected official has to pass it to the next step. And we've got to continue this perpetuation. We have to. We do. In that which is good. Education won't set us free. It's going to be the spirit of Christ. It's going to be repentance towards our God. So we can get up on our feet and start moving the ball forward. We can't look at where we're defeated. Our defeats are nothing but tolerations in this country. Other countries would look at us and say, man, this is nuts. I can't even believe you're tolerating this. We have people on every street corner with M16s that'll blow our head off if we dissent. That's other countries. We're talking about America right now. We're talking about the country that I love, that you love, the Sons of Liberty love. And that spirit is still alive and well in Americans' hearts. Let's find our baton and run with it. And continue to run. And having done all, run some more. Like Paul said, till we be perfected in Christ. Amen. Folks, we are a nonprofit. We're a nonprofit ministry. All of your donations help bring us to the next level. Help us bring our baton where it needs to go. And we will do it if we can depend upon you. Make a donation today, please. At sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with you, Sons of Liberty Radio, on Facebook. Find our latest column written by Bradley Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.